Good morning. Y'all see this songbook? Now, I'm not going to sing to you this morning, I promise. But I am going to use it. And I almost had second thoughts about what I wanted to read out of it after singing Christ Alone. I tell you, folks, that one reaches up and grabs my heart every time. But this past week, I kept thinking about the song, and like I said, I won't sing it to you, but the title, and all of you know it, but it says, the title is Jesus Paid It All. And I thought, it just kept coming to me, and I want to read all four verses, and then at the end, I'll read the chorus. I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Lord, now indeed I find thy power, and thine alone can change the leper's spots and melt the heart of stone. For nothing good have I, whereby thy grace to claim. I'll wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, Jesus died my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And, well, I can't hardly expound on that anymore, even though everybody knows I am a pretty good talker, but I'm going to leave that one alone, okay? But for the scripture this morning, I wanted to read from 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse 18 through the end of the chapter. It says, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flowers fall away. But the word of the Lord endures forever. So that's what we have to live for each and every day, knowing that our Lord and Savior will be here now, tomorrow, and forever. So as we prepare to take the emblems, please just keep that in mind, because we're serving the greatest that there ever was, God Himself. So as you take the bread, just remember His body on the cross. and the cup as well, his shed blood that does wash us white as snow. Okay, let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you so very, very much for the opportunity you give us to be here this morning, and most of all, to lift up your name, Lord, to thank you and praise you for the great gift that you gave us when you allowed your Son to die on that cross for us, to give us the opportunity for eternal life. And Lord, I just pray that this coming week, as we all go about our busy lives, that we will remember that it is because of you that we can look forward to the future, and that we will praise you and honor you. And we pray these things in your name. Amen.